Do I need to sign in?
No, we know who you are.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. President, members of the council. Today, I bring you an addendum to one of our leases out at our Delaware Coastal Business Park. And the reason for the addendum is to clear up any matters as it relates to a lender and them being able to collateralize their asset and not our asset, the land. And our future leases, that will all be cleared up.
Okay.
This particular lease we actually signed last August 1st, and I do have a motion for the addendum.
Motion, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the addendum to the commercial lease agreement dated August 1st, 2019. By and between Sussex County, a political subdivision of the state of Delaware, and JCAL LED Solutions, Inc., a Delaware corporation located at the Delaware Coastal Business Park, Lot 3, address 21499 Baltimore Avenue, Georgetown, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
How big's the lot?
How big's the lot?
Yes, that we're leasing.
So it's 2.14 acres.
So how much the building costs we're putting on this lot?
We're not putting a building on the lot.
It's their building.
It's their building. That's what we're clearing up in terms from a lender standpoint, to clear up the terminology.
And we're
from a collateral standpoint.
Borrow. They won't be able to borrow more than $850,000 against that building?
That's correct.
What's that question?
The lease states that they won't be able to borrow more than $850,000 against the collateral of the building.
And that's the
right.
Addendum, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Which breaks out the fact they're not borrowing against the cost of the land because we own the land.
Yes.
They borrow against the cost of their building.
Right. Now, they may actually come back to us. There's enough land there that they're talking about putting in a separate building. Then we'll address that when that happens.
So what's this building producing?
LED lighting.
LED lights.
LED lights. Manufacturer.
Entertain a motion.
You got a question?
I have a motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Pfaff.
Thank you.
We're Mr. Bedlars. Or Mr. Ashman.
I think you're talking.
They're getting names. And
okay, they're getting names?
Yes.
Picking names.
Well, we can move on to old business, I guess. Where did Mr. Lawson go? Well, I guess everybody's taking a break.
Need a recess there.
Yeah, everybody's taking a break.
They're out here.
Okay. We just move to old business while we're waiting for them.
That's
going
fine.
To.
Yep, I'll tell them they're right back.
Tell them they're up now, but that's okay.
There you go.
And on the first one, you may want Mr. Burton to be aware. I believe that that may have been in his
that's district.
His district.
Yes.
His district.
Or we could go to the second one. Or the next one.
They're all partially in this district.
And here he is now, as we speak.
You're doing old business.
Old business?
Side door, listen.
You okay, sir? We're doing old business.
Good morning.
You're up, sir.
So our first item of all business this morning is change of zone number 1901, filed on behalf of Mary and Victor Rico, which is a change of zone from AR1 to MR to be located at 20797 Sunset Lane, Lewis. It was subject to a consideration and a public hearing before the County Council at its meeting of January 28th. And at the conclusion of that public hearing, it was deferred for further consideration.
And P&Z's recommendation was?
For denial for the eight reasons outlined in the motion.
Okay. Questions of council?
I have a question.
Mr. Burton.
The first change of zone is what?
Is for change of zone from AR1 to MR, medium density.
To MR, okay.
More questions?
No.
More. Give me a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amending comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100 and Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.927 acres more or less.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
My vote is to deny change of zone number 1901 for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote no based on P&amp;Z's recommendations.
Mr. Riley.
I will also vote no based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson.
Also vote no on P&amp;Z's recommendations.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendations. I'll vote no. Motion defeated. Next, sir.
Next item of all business is conditional use number 2200, also filed on behalf of Mary and Victor Rico, which is a conditional use application for multifamily for seven units to be located at 20797 Sunset Lane, Lewis. It was recommended for denial by Planning and Zoning Commission as outlined in the memo before members. It was subject to a public hearing before County Council on January 28th of this year, and at the conclusion of that public hearing, that application was also deferred for further consideration.
Any question to counsel? Mr. Moore, read your title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily, seven units to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100 and Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.927 acres more or less.
Pleasure, counsel.
I'll introduce it.
Motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion to approve. Mr. Burton, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Burton.
Yeah, this is where this application gets a little tricky, right? And I've given it a lot of thought, and I think what, that Mr. and Mrs. Rico, what they have done to turn two single-family homes into seven apartments, the way we have seen in the pictures is really commendable. I think they've done a really good job. The rents that they're charging certainly meet a need. However, the way in which they've gone about meeting this need is just not within our code. It's just not. Having, and in the testimony, Mrs. Rico testified that this is not their only rental units, right? And so, the only thing I can say out of that is they must have some idea about zoning and construction permits. But they didn't get any permits, and they didn't request any. It was all thought of, it was all done after the fact, and after, essentially, they got caught. So, I firmly believe that they've come to the county building and asked for the permit, they would have been informed of the zoning, and they probably would have made a different decision. The condominium area of this location, is a little strange, being right there and being this small. But it clearly states that four single-family homes are what the condo dock was. It was four single-family homes. So allowing this type of zoning, allowing this type of change in this, with this condominium-type area would not be the right thing to do for the county, and more importantly, to the two other single-family homes that are also within this condominium association. So it allows for four, they bought two, they've changed it. That's not really fair to the other two, and it's not really fair to the rest of the street. It's just, it changes what was allowed. And I'm really remorseful that this decision will affect the lives of the renters who now call this place home, because it really is their home. And I, that's weighing pretty heavy on me. But I just look at the code, and for these reasons, and the reasons given by planning and zoning, especially with the condition to allow the current renters to stay until after the school year, or June, whatever the condition
is. Yeah, planning and zoning in their number 8, if you adopt their reasons for our denial, says until July 1 of 2020.
So my vote is to deny the applications for the reason given by planning and zoning, and to really reiterate the fact that the condition in the denial does say that the renters can stay until July 1. So my vote is for denial.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hudson?
I vote no, based on planning and zoning's recommendations, along with Mr. Burton's recommendations, and that they can stay until July.
Mr. Riley?
I concur. I think Councilman Burton's made a pretty strong argument, and I agree with planning and zoning's assessment, so I vote no based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote no on recommendation P&Z.
I also agree with Mr. Burton's comments. I feel bad for the people, but the code is the code, and based on planning and zoning recommendations, I'm going to agree with that and vote no. Motion denied.
I make a recommendation to move it up to the 10th.
We're staying on July.
July 10th.
July 10th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll work around that, I guess. Next, sir.
Thank you. We've noted that. So our next item of all business is conditional use number 2186, filed on behalf of Mount Air Farms of Delaware, Inc. This is a conditional use application to allow for sludge and wastewater spray irrigation to be located on parcels on Mount Joy Road and Townsend Road. It was subject to a hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission, where it was recommended for approval for the 8 reasons and 9 conditions outlined in the memo before members. At the meeting of November 5th of last year, County Council left the record open to ask additional questions of staff and agencies. Those responses were received and circulated, and at the County Council meeting of January 7th of this year, County Council announced that the record for the application was closed. So,
any questions of Council? Okay, Mr. Moore, you need a short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and GR general residential district for sludge and wastewater spray irrigation to be located on certain parts of land lying in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 351.86 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through I.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Burton.
I'm in favor of this application. It absolutely serves a need that we need. It's a way of handling the waste, and I think it deserves oversee, make sure that the what they're doing is what they is legally and environmentally safe. I believe that there are the safeguards in there, I hope, but my motion is for approval with the recommendations of planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations and with Mr. Burton, Mr. comments.
Mr. Riley?
I think this is an example of a corporate neighbor doing absolutely the right thing, and I'm very glad to see it. I vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendations of P&Z. I've already had experience in how to get rid of waste. I see absolutely nothing wrong with it.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons and conditions, and Mr. Burton's comments are well taken. I'll vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll back up here. Mr. Medlars.
Mr. President and council members, I think I have good news. After discussion, I think we will get all positive responses. just a matter of public being educated. The first one up is the paramedic station, and we do owe a big thank you to our president for local traffic information, which we have then subsequently confirmed with a true count, peak hour and average daily, including the backup and what we call stacking. So what resulted from that was that it is confirmed that the exit to the paramedic station as conceived today would be impacted during peak hours by the stacking. So putting this aside, that means we do have sirens, et cetera, but the EMS department, the engineering department, our political president, as well as our representative, said, please proceed with a modified design, which we floated to DelDOT. And while we were at the meeting with DelDOT, actually the department, on full credit, I'm normally not very friendly to them, but they gave us some good suggestions to go to a single entrance design, which would allow even more stacking in addition to the right-hand turn lane, and to a creative striping which will almost guarantee that our EMS team can leave unobstructed. So in order to get that done, we have solicited a change order proposal. It's not a change order. It is a task, an additional scope for our engineering services, because it does affect the site now. We're going to a single entrance, right turn lane, etc. That was a $15,000 request. While we were processing this, the IT department, the president and I learned, the IT department had plans to potentially improve the site with additional improvements, which may or may not require additional parking, which may or may not require additional impervious, which would trigger a modification to our sediment erosion control permit. So we will be asking you for a contingent amount we can use if the IT department comes forward and said that's what they like to do. So it's sort of an interesting one. Normally I'd never ask for monies in addition to the scope change, but in this particular instance, it is a given scope change based on our entrance configuration, which affects the site plan, and a potential scope change, which would be associated with an IT facility. So we have a recommendation for a task order change.
And you have a motion.
How much more money was that?
The original one,
The
original one was 15,000 would have done the engines. And the $10,000 I'm asking for would say if we have a freestanding IT facility with different configuration to the parking and additional impervious, which would push us over the limit and we would require us to file for a stormwater management permit, that would be $10,000 scope change. So if you give us the authorization for 25 today, we have that flexibility.
For stormwater? Use for stormwater?
That would be for the stormwater design if we change it beyond that. And the reason for that, Councilman, is right now, even the increased right turn lane, we're still below the current impervious, which means we don't have to do it. But if we're adding a 1,800 square foot building with parking and a separate lane, we were definitely going to be over. That will trigger us into having to build a stormwater facility.
A real settlement pond, is that correct?
Most likely it would be an infiltration trench. It would not be a pond.
Okay, you have a motion.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 2 to the architectural services contract with George Miles and Buer be approved in the amount not to exceed $25,000 for traffic analysis and resultant site design modifications.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
In that settlement pond, doesn't that put the water settlements closer to the groundwater?
Yes.
So why are we doing this?
If we have a additional impervious area associated with IT needs, we would exceed the current impervious, which would trigger the state stormwater regulations, which require that you meet the resource protection volume through one of two methods, either infiltration or extended detention. Because we have limited room, we don't want to put a large extended detention pond here. It would be, in my opinion, much more opportune to whatever little water we have to infiltrate it and be done with it.
So we're infiltrating it. We're putting it close to groundwater all the same time, right?
We would. That is correct.
So why are we doing this?
Because we remember the codes.
We're just wasting our time and money for our land, right?
We're required to do it by law, Sam.
Well, they're making it right because natural resources need to do it. I think sometimes they make mistakes too.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. I've studied it all the time. I believe it's a mistake.
Well, so, I don't think we have an option unless we get law changed.
I've seen law change. You need to talk to lawmakers. It's a mistake.
But we can't do that today. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think we're wrong in doing this. I think we're spending extra money for nothing. Mouse of nothing. We're okay. Throwing the money away.
If we don't do it, there's a risk of that whatever would settle out in the pond would be caught up in flows that will end up in
you realize ground. That, you realize that they just make
it. If I may.
Be caught up in runoff and end up in the river.
There's a series of compliance best management practices. The majority of them are associated with infiltration. The one exception, what's called the functional equivalency, which is the extended detention. We could do that. However, this is a fairly expensive land. To put extended detention on it is probably not the best use for that land, but we could. So, you know, I normally make these decisions, what best management practice to use, based on a number of factors. I think what Councilman Wilson is objecting to, the fact that right now it would infiltrate anyway, and he feels that we're being forced to do something which nature does already. But that is, you know, the regulations are what they are today, and I spend years on the regulatory advisory committee, and sometimes I felt exactly like you. Am I wasting my time here in my life? But it is what it is. It got proved, it is the law, and currently we have to follow it. So we're not there yet, and the final decision on how the IT needs are addressed rests with the administrator. But he, as well as our finance director and the IT director, we're meeting together, and we have reason to believe there is enough potential that we are asking you for the extra scope.
I'll help answer Mr. Rollins' question here. If you should happen to go here in a piece of ground and you dig down by 3 feet, your ground will be closer to groundwater. I don't care what you say. No way out.
By the way, the regs have a minimum distance to groundwater of 2 feet. You cannot be any closer than 2 feet.
So you have the filtration of the actual soil.
What's already natural.
Well, but this also, doesn't this help ensure that you don't have runoff, which would be go into storm sewer?
That is the intent.
It does not guarantee it. I sit on Soil Conservation Board for
so
years.
So you pass these things?
I know.
Is that right? You passed these laws?
Approved them.
You approved them?
I did not pass
them. Oh, okay. You didn't approve.
I call them mosquito ponds.
Well, we need more mosquitoes, right?
I call them wasteful.
Any more questions?
Wasteful grabs, so it amounts to. Doesn't matter. And all I'm doing is spending money for nothing.
Did you read your motion, sir?
Yes, I did. I read the motion.
I introduced it.
You didn't need to second it, right? We're good now, right? I'm going to take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
You all been suckered.
It is interesting to note that today we have this very involved discussion with our extension district members. And here we are closing out the one and only master plumbing I would like to do as a county engineer.
There you go. You
I gave you the history of how we got here. And I don't want to rehash the history. We were forced into this. However, the experience is very positive for the homeowners because they save money. But it is very difficult for us because we're in the business, we're not normally in the business of restoring private property.
Right.
So we have reached the end. The project can be closed out and we can release the funds, which is important because you remember, these weren't even our funds.
Right.
These were third-party funds contributed to us on their behalf. So we're ready to close. Yes, sir. I got it. Thank you. We will be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The change order number one for the Love Creek Woods Master Plumbing Services contract be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $6,452.99 for a new contract total of $94,727.01, and that substantial completion be granted effective October 11, 2019, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents, as well as the release of all third-party funds to the Love Creek Woods Homeowners Association.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'm the other. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman? Use of existing infrastructure agreements. Three of them.